What makes good quality podcast show notes? La di da di da, la da. There are so many ways that you can attack a show notes type situation for your podcast. And I'm going to break down what we do here at Bambi Media, what we do for our clients, so that you understand what the value of putting a little bit more effort into them can give you. We have come across a lot of podcasts that don't put a lot of thought actually into the show notes that they are providing. I've come across them through the judging that I've done. I have now been a judge on the Webby Awards, the Australian Podcasting Awards, and the Signal Awards. This is one area where I see just across the board that there is a lack of thought and attention placed on the show notes. And I really think that you're missing out on an opportunity here to do something once that then will give you much more to play with. I also come across this when we're doing our free podcast audit. So we have a free podcast audit service where you can submit your show and you will have our audio editors and myself listen to your show and then give you valuable feedback. It's within 48 hours. It's a really good service. And I would recommend that everyone does that because there is just no reason why you wouldn't, really. If you want some valuable feedback, go for it. And so I see that there as well. The show notes just lack any sort of real depth. They're a lot of the time a couple of paragraphs, if that, mostly maybe a couple of sentences and maybe some links. But what's the point of that? And I get that people go to podcast players to listen to a podcast. They don't go there to read a bunch of show notes. I 100% get that. But what I want you to try and think about is, if I create something that's more valuable, can I put it in other places? The answer is yes. We write full-on articles for each podcast episode. And this is what we do with our clients that are on bigger packages with us as well. We write big, detailed, keyworded show notes. Multiple paragraphs, headings, things that we feel like it's a solid piece of content. It's a solid piece of writing that works with your podcast, but can also stand alone as its own thing. Because then what we do with that one piece is that we then pull out the first maybe three paragraphs. So we always write in a way where the top three paragraphs can be by themselves as well. We pull them out and then we use them on the podcast platforms. So we put it into the back end of Captivate, which is the podcast host that we use for our show. I'll put a link to Captivate. They're really good. We also use that same description for YouTube because we know that this is targeted. We've put effort into searching for keywords, looking at what people search for, and then making sure our show notes hit that. So then we have good keywords in our top couple of paragraphs for podcast platforms and YouTube. And then with our full-length article, our big, juicy, meaty thing that we've spent decent time on, we put that on LinkedIn as a full-length article. And that requires a little bit more finessing. You need some graphics, some GIFs, some quote areas, things that make it really feel like it is its own piece. And if you want some examples of that, go to our LinkedIn, which I'll put in the show notes here so that you can access it easily, and you'll be able to see the articles. We have a lot of articles in there, and they're all really hefty with links to all the things in the bottom of them as well, and also to our YouTube videos. So you're getting that post to LinkedIn from the article, which is your show notes. Then you can also post that article in your newsletter if you want to use it just in full as a newsletter article. That's fine. Substack, Beehive, whoever your host is for your newsletter, you can use that whole thing there, or you can pull segments out of it and do it that way. You can also pull segments out of that long article for like a really good description on your Instagram posts or on your LinkedIn posts or a Twitter thread. You can use a few little sentences from within that because it's all content and it's all coming from that one big juicy article that you bothered to write in the first place. To me, that's just a massive time saver. You get that piece of content and you're able to spread it to a bunch of different places. And you can also use that article on Medium if you like Medium, or if you feel like your community might also be on Medium. It's a great place to share articles. It's a great place to showcase your writing. If you love to write, or if you have us here at Bambi Media doing your content writing for you, those articles will be really good on that platform as well. And it exposes you to a completely different audience. Now, some people go, yeah, okay, that feels like a little bit of effort though. Can't I just put my transcript in there? Yeah, you can do that. You can just have a transcript instead of writing a big old article, but it's not going to be as keyworded. It's not going to be as strategic as actually doing a proper article for your show notes. And then the other place we obviously put the full length article is on our website. So we have a blog article for every single podcast episode. This all helps with search engine optimization. And so again, we've done the one thing. We've recorded a podcast, which we did on video. We've pulled the audio out of that as well. And then we've written content, big, long bits of content, a full article that then we've pulled bits out of for podcast platforms, for YouTube. You could put some on Pinterest, Instagram comments, Twitter threads or X threads, Instagram threads. You can pull all this stuff out of there and use it effectively, reach a wider audience than you would be reaching without doing that. There is no downside to doing this. Yes, it's going to take you a little bit longer to do, but it's going to be a better use of your time overall. If you suck at writing, if you're like, this is just not a zone that I'm comfortable in, then you can use platforms like ChatGPT or Castmagic. I'll put a link to Castmagic here. You can upload your transcript or your MP3 or your video, and it will give you an article and also a bunch of other things. We start with AI, but then we take it a lot further. So the AI uses the same sort of words all the time. There's no personality. Even if it's saying it's going to deliver your tone, it doesn't. It's just not good enough yet, but it's a great place to start. That kind of thing is a really valuable tool. If you use Descript to edit your podcast already, then you can go to the AI section of Descript and just ask AI, write blog post, and that will be a full-length article as well. I have found that it's just not that great yet, but it's certainly something that we tweak and play with, and it helps get over that creative hump where you feel like you just don't know where to start. And so those kind of tools are really good for that purpose, but definitely make a bunch of changes and have them keyworded properly so that it is your work, not the robot's work. I hope that's been helpful for you today. If you have any comments and you're over on YouTube, just leave a comment. I'd love to reply to that. I try and get to all of them, and I want to know what your struggles are with that. If you're interested in this kind of podcaster related content, hit the like button, the subscribe button. I hope this has been valuable. And if you're on podcast platforms, just thank you. Thank you for having me in your ears. I know how valuable it is to feel like you're learning something and being educated, and I hope that I'm able to deliver that for you as well. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day.